He's everything that I need. He's been faithful to me down through my life. Been there when I've been in trouble. He's been there for me in the good times and the bad times. And I've always known Him to keep His promises, to keep His word. Desire your prayers today. The Lord will bless the burden that we have. I want to read a verse of Scripture, and it's found in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We've already read it this morning in Sunday school, but we're sure going to deal with a different tangent of it. 1 Corinthians 14 and 10 says, "There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification." Wouldn't you agree this morning that there's a lot of voices in the world? There's a lot of things that are calling out to us every day, calling out to people. Some of the voices that cry out today, some of them offer pleasure. They offer the good times, the things that will satisfy us, try to make us happy. Some of the voices that cry out offer power, offer promises of all kinds that you and I can have power and acceptance, and that we can pretty much just have whatever we want out of life. And we hear those voices through all different modes, if you will. So through all different ways we hear the voices that are crying out today. Many people are hearing the voices cry out over the TVs. They're hearing them cry out over the internet. You and I can drive down the highway and take a trip down out through the country, and alongside of the highway, they have what we call billboards, and there'll be something up there promising you something. There'll be something up there wanting to tell you that they'll sell you a new car, or they'll sell you this, or they'll sell you that, or you can have pretty much whatever you want or whatever you need. There's all kinds of voices maybe we don't think about those things being voices, but they're voices. They call to us. They come into our conscience and even down into our subconscious, and we don't even realize it. Voices that speak to us of all kinds of things. And the people of the world today are listening to voices. They're listening to things that they should not hear. And even some say that the voice told them to do these things and to do those things. Some people are hearing voices and of all kinds, and you and I hear the voices today. And I think about at the beginning of time when Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord. They heard the voice of the Lord when He came down to walk with them and talk with them in the cool of the evening. And after they had disobeyed the Lord, what did they do when they heard the voice of the Lord? They hid themselves, didn't they? They knew that they had done wrong. They knew they had disobeyed the Lord. And when they heard His voice, they'd heard it every day. My understanding that He came down every day in the cool of the evening and He visited with them and talked with them. But this day was a different day, wasn't it? Something different about this day. They had disobeyed what the Lord told them to do, and so they told the Lord when He began to question them why they hid themselves. Well, we were afraid. You know, people are afraid today too. People may not admit it, but there's a lot of people that are afraid today. And how they manifest that is through denial. People are in denial today. Just some simple things that people are in denial about is that I look around and I see the things that are advertised to help people dye their hair, help people get rid of the wrinkles, help people try to look younger, they deny getting old. Some people don't want to get old. It's a part of life. It's a reality, isn't it? There's a voice telling them that they're getting old, and they're denying that. Adam and Eve, they knew they had done wrong, and they went and they hid themselves from God. But you and I know we can't hide from God. Whatever it is that we have working in us or on us or for us, we cannot hide that from God. You and I have a responsibility to deal with the things that God has given us to deal with. You and I have a soul, and we have a responsibility to that soul. I think about other things that people are in denial of. People are in denial in relationships. They get dissatisfied with their relationships, and they decide they want something better, something looks good somewhere else, and they get in denial of the relationship that they're in, and the voice is just crying, the grass is greener here on the other side. Things are going to be better if you'll just do this. The enemy has got all kinds of people caught up in all kinds of troubles over voices. Things that have spoke to them. Things that have been attractive to them. The devil knows how to make things attractive to you and I too. He knows how to make things attractive to us. He knows how to reach out to us. Sometimes I've even seen people in denial over their tooth problems. Have a toothache every day, but I don't want to go to the dentist. Well, I don't like going to the dentist either. But there comes a time, folks, when we have issues and we have problems that we need to get over the denial, and we need to accept and realize the responsibility that we have to take care of ourselves. And so people hear all kinds of voices today, and it causing people all kinds of problems. You and I have spiritual needs today, every one of us. I have some. I have spiritual needs. We all have spiritual needs, and we all need to see the Lord. We need to understand Him. We need to understand His will and His purpose for His direction in our life. We need to understand these things. And He speaks to our hearts too. He speaks to our mind. He speaks to us through His Word. He speaks to us by the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us through the preached message. He speaks to us through the songs, like the one we just heard this morning. I know a God that can. I know someone that can. He can move mountains, can't He? He's one that can deliver us from whatever our troubles and whatever our problems are. Folks, you and I, as we walk along life's way and as we are endeavoring to live for the Lord, sometimes we hear the voice of the giants. You ever heard the voice of the giants? Oh, we hear the voice of the giants, folks. We face things in our lives, you know, we feel like, well, we can do pretty good in dealing with the small things, but the big things, when they come along, they're giants to us. They're things that we don't know, they look impossible. How are we going to overcome? How are we going to get victory? How are we going to destroy this thing that's trying to destroy me? Giants. I was thinking about David and his giants, and I'd like to talk about him for a minute or two. David and his giants. David faced a giant, literally, didn't he? When the armies of the Lord were terrified and they were trembling, when Goliath came down and stood before them and intimidated them and called for some man to come out and fight him, they trembled, and it said they fled from him. Folks, we have a tendency when we hear the voices of giants to flee, to run, to try to find some place to hide. And folks, we have a place to hide today, and it's in Christ. We can hide in Jesus Christ. We can come to Him because we know that He is the one that is able to deliver. He is the one that is able to set free. He is the one that is able to change all of our problems that we have. He's the one that is able to take care of us. David, he heard about what was going on, and he says, I'll go out there and I'll go fight this giant. Folks, how many of us here this morning are willing to just say, Lord, I'll go out there and I'll fight this giant? You're going to have your giants. Some of us have giants here this morning. Some of us have things that we don't know. They're overwhelming to us. They're bigger than we are. And so what do? We commit them to the Lord. We just commit them to the Lord, don't we? Oh, I tell you, when the giants come along, they want to make an inroad into your mind. They want to make an inroad into your thoughts. They want to cause discouragement and disappointment. They want to cause you to look things through distorted vision and not be able to see God as we ought to see them. But David had gained some victories before he met this giant. And I'm convinced this morning that every one of us here in this room has fought some battles in our past. We've fought some giants in our past. And we've got some victories under our belt, don't we? We've got some things that we can go back to and look and see where the Lord has delivered, what He's brought us from, what He's brought us out of. We've got some things we can look back to, folks. Those things were an encouragement to David. When he heard about the giant, and the voice of the giant caused the men to tremble, the people ran from him. David said, "I'll go out and I'll fight the giant." Folks, we got voices all around us today. Voices that are tempting us. Voices that come at us to destroy us. Voices to challenge our minds and our thoughts and our direction in life. To challenge our relationship with God. Even the enemy came and told the devil and told the Lord, he said, "If you be the Son of God," and he knew he was the Son of God. And we got voices that come along when we get into hard trials and difficult places. And the enemy comes along and says, "You're not saved. You didn't handle that right. You didn't go through that right. So you must not be saved." And he'll unsave you in a heartbeat if you let him. He'll do it if you let him. He comes along and he talks to us in the voices. You got God on one side every day bombarding you with his thoughts. You got the enemy on the other side bombarding you with his thoughts. Trying to discourage, trying to tear down. Voices. Get in your mind, get in your head. Challenging you. They're wanting you. They're wanting to work in you. They're wanting to work through you. They're wanting to get the best of you. They're wanting to overcome you. Voices. They're all reaching out. They're all saying something. Voices that'll come and tell you and I, there is no cross needed. You don't have to do it that way. You don't have to live that way. All you need to do is take matters in your own hand. All you need to do is just go out there and you can conquer this yourself. Now, whose voice is that? We know whose voice that is, don't we? You can handle this yourself. You can take control of this yourself. There's voices that come along and tell us those kind of things. You know when you're really in control of your life? When you've submitted it all to the Lord. That's when you're in control. When you've given it to the Lord and He is in control, folks, that's when you'll have the complete victory down in your soul. When you've given it all to the Lord. When all self be slain, as the song says, and my friends see only Christ. See only Him. He's the one, folks. He is the deliverer today. No matter what it is that we're facing. No matter those giants. And I think about David. This young boy, he was just a young man, just a young boy. But he told Saul, he said, when the lion rose up to try to take away one of the sheep, he said, "I grabbed him by the beard and I smote him." He hit him. And the lion kept coming at him, so he hit him again and he took his sword and he cut his head off. He destroyed the lion. And then he said a bear rose up and he said, "I rose up against the bear and I destroyed the bear." This is just another little enemy that's in the way. He's no real giant to me because I've got courage. Saints, take courage this morning. You're going to have your battles. You're going to have your trials. You're going to be bombarded with voices. But don't be in denial, folks. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Lay it at His feet. Give it to Him and let Him have control in whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life. You're going to hear them. You're going to hear them. You know the old patriarchs back there of old, folks, they faced their issues and they faced their problems. You know why they were able to overcome? Because of the way that they handled their problems. They were just men like you and I. It's the way we handle these things. It's the way that we deal with them. David, he took courage because of the past victories that he realized God had given him. And he didn't see this giant. He didn't see this big man. He was over 7 or 8 foot tall, Goliath was. I think he was over 8 foot tall. He didn't see this man as any greater challenge than the lion or the bear. But he said, I'll go out there. I'll do it. I'll slay him. He said, this battle isn't ours. See, sometimes we hear the voice of the enemy bombarding us with all kinds of thoughts. I want to remind you this. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I want to remind you and encourage you this morning. The battle is not yours. If you're living for the Lord, you've given your life to Him, and you keep yourself on the altar, submitted to His will and His purpose in your life, it isn't your battle, it's His. Because He promised to fight for every one of us. And David went out there and he said, you come at us. He said, you got confidence in your arms. You got confidence in your sword and your spear and all these kind of things. But I come to you in the name of the living God, of the God of Israel, the living God. Folks, He's still alive today, isn't He? But we hear those voices, those things telling us, you can't do it. You're not going to be able to get through this. You didn't handle that right. You didn't say that the way you should have said it. Folks, if you didn't, we still have an advocate with the Father, don't we? We still can go back and say, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me, Lord. I was a little weak there, but I want to gain victory over this. I want to conquer this thing. I want to get complete victory in my soul. We're being bombarded today with all kinds of things. People go out on this past Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Oh, they heard all kinds of voices. They got out there in them stores and there was specials over here and specials over there and things were just so cheap. I just had to get it. Didn't need it, but it was, they was almost giving it away. I told someone yesterday, I was talking to them on the phone. I said, I saved more money yesterday than you did. Because I didn't go to one store. I didn't go to one store. And you can save money. I understand that. And I'm not saying that it's wrong. But the voices are there. And they'll get you to buy more, spend more than you ought to spend. And the next thing you know, people are in debt. I don't know if you ever listened to Clark Howard on the radio, but this man talks to people that's in debt all the time. Got thousands of dollars on their credit cards. And trying to figure a way to get out of these kind of debts. Voices. Ooh, this is appealing. This looks good. That looks good. There's a lot of things that looks good. There's some things I'd like to have too, but I'm not going to get them. Because I know that it wouldn't be wise for me to go do that. There's a lot of things that we think we need. And we think we want. And the voice says, come over here. Come over here. People listen to voices that come out of the bottles. People listen to voices that come out of the pills. They're listening to all kinds of voices today. All kinds of things drawing people deeper and deeper and deeper into sin. Yes. All kinds of voices out there to make the way attractive. And yet Jesus said, I'm the way. Jesus is the way. If any man come after me, he will hear my voice. And he will follow me. Let's listen to the voice of the Lord, folks. I think about your old... I'm not finished with David yet. Let me finish with David. He went out there to meet that giant. And you know, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but it really wasn't a very fair fight. Because Goliath, he had to get David close. Come here and I'll pull you apart, feed you to the birds and the animals. But Goliath had to get close. David was fighting a warfare. He didn't have to be close to the giant to kill him, did he? On a dead run, it says he pulled out a smooth stone. A stone that was smooth, didn't have any jagged edges, that when he let it fly, the air didn't have any effect on it and went right straight to the target. Went right through into his forehead and sunk down and dropped him, didn't he? You see, David had a weapon that could shoot afar off. Now, the giant had a javelin, but he wasn't expecting this kind of thing from this little boy. He wasn't expecting this kind of warfare. Folks, God is able to fight our warfares. He is able to fight our battles. I believe that this morning. The Word of God encourages me. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave His life for us. Although we have to deal with the voices. Oh, I wake up in the middle of the night every night. 2-3 times a night I wake up in the middle of the night and lay there and the voices come. Many times it's the Lord coming and talking to me. But not every time. There's other voices that want to come along. They want to try to cause me, disturb me and cause me trouble and take away my sleep. But I prefer to hear the voice of the Lord. I folks, rebuke the devil. The Bible tells us that draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you, and then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. You hear the voices. The devil's not, he's relentless. People are hearing voices today that's causing them so much heartache and so much sorrow in life. I think about the people that are making decisions that a few years later, maybe less than that, wish they hadn't made. Do you know people make quick decisions in life? Quick decisions. People go out. I've read and I've heard with people that a man and a woman met one another, and in just a matter of a week or two, they went out and they got married, and a year later, if that long, they get a divorce and they separate, all because of a quick decision. Not giving it thought, not looking into the situation as they should. Because of quick decisions, a lot of people's lives have been destroyed. Decisions that have not been given the proper thought. People are in denial today. People are in denial. God's voice is still going forth. It's still going forth. But folks, people are in denial today. There's a lack of tenderness of the heart in the people today. There's a lack of conviction upon the heart of people today. The voice is still there. The voice is still crying out. But there's a lack of these things. People don't have the conviction. People don't have the fear of God anymore. There's a very little repentance in the heart of man today. Very little godly sorrow, isn't there? A lack of godly sorrow. But yet all the way back in Adam and Eve's day, they had godly sorrow. They realized they had done wrong and they went and they hid. People today are getting bold. They're getting brazen. They're going out and they're doing everything anything that their fleshly heart desires, and they're standing up for it. They're standing up for it saying it's okay. We have our rights and we have our privileges. A very, very great lack of godly sorrow of heart. People today, minds set so close to the world. People that have heard voices, and these voices have come and have used things to control their lives. I know about that. Some of you probably do too. Things that would control their lives and bring them under. And I read where the Apostle Paul tells you and I, even as saints of God, to keep under our body and bring it into subjection. Why? Because we're going to be challenged by the voices that are out there. The flesh will challenge you and I every day. You know that? The flesh challenges us. And so we've got work to do every day. We've got to keep under our body, beat it into submission, bring it into subjection to the law of God. where we might be pleasing in the sight of God, that we might be able to glorify Him with our lives. But oh, the voices come. The voices come. Folks, there are so many voices turned loose today. There are so many evil things out there today that there's very little conviction upon the Word of God. It's getting harder and harder to preach the Word of God with liberty and power. And it's getting harder and harder for people to pay attention to the Word of God. For one thing, you can't even hardly get them in church anymore. You can't get them to church anymore. Some of them, maybe they feel like if they get there, maybe they might get saved. Maybe the Lord would deal with them. Maybe the Lord would talk to them. But they run from those things, folks. People are running today. Oh, I could name you some folks, and you can name me some folks that are listening to voices. Listening to voices that are meant to damn their souls into an eternal hell. Lord, help you and I today, folks. We're in a battle, yes. And we've got our giants, and we've got our troubles, and we've got our trials. But let's take courage from little David when he went out there and met that big man. And he's just a little boy because of the victories that God had given him in the past. Every one of us can testify here this morning. God has given us victories in the past. God has delivered us in the past. He will deliver you today, and He will deliver you in the future. We just need to listen. Need to listen to His voice, don't we? Oh, the earthquake and the fire. We know about that over there. And when it was at Elijah. He heard the earth, saw the earthquake, and he saw the fire, but he said God wasn't in any of those things. Then he heard the still small voice. Brother Mark Sammons told us for several years before he died, study as you go. Saints, I want to tell you, study as you go. Don't get ahead of God. Don't get behind Him. But walk right beside Him and be steady. Be consistent. Remember Peter? Now I'll get to Peter. Remember Peter and how that he denied the Lord? The Lord told him, you're going to deny me. Before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me three times. And he did. But what did Peter do? He didn't follow right with the Lord. The Scripture says he followed afar off. He got in the distance. I want to challenge you this morning, saints. Keep up your prayer life. Keep up your meditation before the Lord. Keep up your consecration. The times come when you don't have maybe the conviction that you had when you went to the altar. You don't have the feelings are not there whenever you were consecrating to the Lord. But the times come when you and I've got to stand by the consecration that we make before God. We're all going to be tested. We're all going to be tried. I'll submit to you in a heartbeat, folks. There's a lot of unknowns out there. There's a lot of things that I don't know. Some people say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God this and I'm going to ask God that. God told the disciples, He says, I have many things that I'd like to tell you, but you're not able to bear it. Folks, you and I just deal with the unknowns because we know we can trust God. There's some things that we'll never know here on this side of eternity. There's some things that we'll never know. Be steady as you go. Stand by your consecration. Be thankful for your salvation. Be thankful for your deliverance. We are here to lift up ourselves. We're here to glorify God. We're here to go through whatever it is, the test that He would have us to go through, that God may be glorified. Look at little Joseph. You know, Joseph, maybe he was a spoiled brat. Joseph was the youngest and his favorite of his father, so I think he might have been a little spoiled, don't you? And he sure did make his brothers unhappy, didn't he? He sure did make them unhappy, telling them all these dreams that he was going to have and how they were going to bow to him and all those kind of things. But I think at the beginning, Joseph was kind of spoiled. He was a spoiled child because he was daddy's favorite. And it took a pit, and it took Egypt, and it took a dungeon, and it took 22 years to bring him around to the place where God could use him to glorify God. Think about that. Look what it took for Joseph. What's it going to take for you and I? What are we going to have to go through? What are we going to have to face? Yes, I know the voices are telling us all kinds of things. But folks, we're here to glorify God. What's God going to have to do with us? How's He going to refine you and I? Except we go through some hard places. Except we see and understand what Jesus did for us. Though He was a son, yet He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. Hebrews 2 and 9. He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. He was the Son of God, folks. You and I, no less, are going to have to go through some hard and difficult places. But I want you to be encouraged. David was encouraged. All these big men, these warlike men, these fighting soldiers, they trembled and they fled and ran from Goliath. And David ran toward him. He said, "You defy our living God. God will deliver you into my hands this day." You believe that, folks? I believe that really happened. I know that really happened because it's in God's Word. And he went out there on the strength of a lion and a bear. What was your lion? What was your bear? Can you stand on that strength? And can you go forth in the face of your giant today and say, "Lord, I'm going to endeavor to be faithful because I know what you've done for me in the past and you promised that you'd be with me today. And until I leave this world." You promised that, Lord. And I'm looking for the same victory today that you gave me in the past. Peter denied the Lord. Folks, we don't want to deny the Lord. But as I said, he followed afar off, the scripture says. He hung back with the crowd. He got around people and he had a fear of men. He said, "Oh, you was with him." "Oh, no, not me. I don't know the man." Remember that? Three times he denied the Lord, just like the Lord said he would. Lord knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. But he followed afar off. He got in with the wrong crowd. Stay close to the Lord. Stay right up there. How's that scripture go over in Psalms? "While I was musing, the fire burned. My heart was hot within me." Folks, this salvation isn't just to be enjoyed on Sunday and Wednesday. But it's to be enjoyed every day. And we can have our hot heart hot within it. It can burn within our souls if we'll keep our communion with the Lord. Listen to His voice, the still small voice of God. I'd like to look at another scripture. It's found in Zechariah 7 chapter. I used this part of this not too long ago. I want to use some more, a little more of it this time. Zechariah 7. Verse 8, "And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. Oppress not the widow nor the fatherless, the stranger nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." Folks, you know, with so much turmoil that's out there in the world, so much hatred and so much evil, that it can be easy for you and I to garner or to harbor some thoughts that we shouldn't have against others. I know there's evil people out there. But folks, you and I are not to hate anyone. He told us to love those. Love our enemies. He told us to do that. And I'll be the first to admit here this morning, I need grace for that. Because there's some evil people out there in the world that have want to do nothing but kill us and destroy us. But the Word says, oppress not the widow or the fatherless, the stranger nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Now this was the Word of the Lord to the people. But listen to what God said. But they refused to hearken and pull away the shoulder and stop their ears that they should not hear. Do you know that's pretty much the condition of the world today? They stop their, I don't want to hear it. If I go over to my children's house and we get into conversation and I start bringing in the things of the Lord or tell them what the Bible says, do you know they don't want to hear it? Oh, Dad, there you go again, getting back into that. You know, you want to tell us what I said. That's my life. That's who I am. That's my life. And I said, that's all we have to teach us and tell us how you and I are supposed to live in this world. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want conviction upon their hearts. You know that? They'll do everything to fight against it. They don't want to hear it. They pulled away the shoulder, stopped their ears that they would not hear. But I want to tell you that God still wants to talk to souls today. He still wants to do that. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. A heart of flint. A hard stone. Lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Listen. Therefore it is come to pass that as He cried and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. That's a sad situation, isn't it? I cried, and I pled, and the word went forth. The gospel being preached today, people don't want to hear it. A lot of voices that they'll listen to, but they won't listen to the voice of the Lord. Isn't this so? We all know this is so. They'll listen to all kinds of voices. They'll go to the psychiatrist and they'll listen to his voice. They'll go to the lawyers and they'll listen to their voice. They'll go to the false preachers and teachers and they'll listen to their voice, but they don't want to hear the truth. Something that will save their souls and bring deliverance. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. And it got so bad, he said, I cried and they would not hear. So when they cried, I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. That's desolation, isn't it? That's desolation. But you know, we're just about there. We're just about there. I still believe that today, I know that God will hear. He'll hear the cry, the prayer of a repentant sinner. I know that. I believe that this morning. But I tell you, things are getting so bad that it's hard for that sinner to become convicted because they don't want to hear the voice of God. They don't want to hear what God has to say. Oh, Dad, don't bring that up. Don't talk about that. Oh, here you go again. I didn't raise them that way. They didn't learn that in my house. They got out into the world and they began to listen to all these other voices. I've heard my oldest son say things. My wife and I look at each other and say, whose house did he grow up in? Where did he get those kind of thoughts? Where did he get those kind of ideas? People believe their friends. They believe their neighbors, the ones they work with. They'll believe all these other things, but they don't want to hear the Word of God. What thus say? That's where we are, folks. That's where we are today. Pitiful, isn't it? It really is sad. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations, whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, and no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. One thing that I know we know, and we should always remember, we're dealing with a living God. We're dealing with an eternal God. I don't know, maybe you say, well, that's really not healthy, but you know, I think about this a lot for me. When I draw my last breath, I'm going to see Him. Yes. How am I going to react to all that? What's it going to be like? To know that I'm going to meet Him face to face. Now, there's no more opportunity for me to hear what He has to say. To change things in this life. No more opportunity. It's over. It's done. And now I'm there in eternity, facing the judgments of God upon my soul. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle it? Am I going to be ready? I was praying last night in my room. I said, Lord, I want to be ready for that. I've never done this before. I don't know what that's going to be like. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I want to hear what You have to say. I want to do what You want me to do. But Lord, what's it going to be like when I actually stand before You to give an account of my... What's it going to be like? To me, I think it's going to be almost... It's going to be... I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to be, you know, just that sudden moment. Before He speaks, what am I going to hear? What's He going to say to me? What's He going to say to me? Oh, I remember the other day I might have said something or had an attitude that I shouldn't have had, or I might have done this. But I tried to make all that clear before the Lord. Will it be enough? Will it be enough? It's not His will that any should perish, folks. But I want to tell you this. Sin's not going to get inside of God's heaven. It's His heaven. And He's the one that's pure and holy. Sin ain't going to get there. I don't care who we are. It's not going to get there. So I wonder about those things. I really do. As I get closer and closer in my life, and time is fleeing away, as I get closer and closer, I wonder about those kind of things. Let's look at a scripture found in 1 Thessalonians. I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians. This is the reality of it. And I know that I'm not preaching to a bunch of sinners here this morning. Saints, I want to stir up your pure minds. I want you to realize how important this is to do it right. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. To you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. That sounds like a pretty rough time, folks. That sounds like a pretty distressful time. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't hear it. Didn't want to hear it. Heard it and didn't pay any attention to it. Didn't want to receive it. Do you know that there is a day coming? Listen to this. There's a day coming when everyone will hear the voice of God. All the voices, all the other voices that they have heard throughout their lifetime will be silenced. Yes. All those voices will be silenced. And we will only hear the voice of God. There'll be no denial at that time. Think about it, saints. There'll be no denial at that time. You will listen to what God has to say to you. He is our judge. Some will hear the voice for the very first time. Not because He didn't speak to them, but because they didn't listen. Think about it. I got loved ones, folks. It breaks my heart to think of this. They're going to hear His voice. They're not going to complain about it and say, I don't want to hear that. They're going to hear His voice for the very first time. Not because He hasn't spoken to them, but because they didn't listen. And they didn't hear and receive the voice of God. To them, it'll be the voice of a stranger. The voice of a stranger. They'll hear it once, but they'll never hear it again. Think about that. They'll hear it once and never again. They'll spend eternity fending off, fighting off all those voices that they listened to while they were here on earth. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Oh, God's a God of love. He won't do that. God wouldn't do that. The Bible here says He will. The Bible says that He is going to make that judgment. But it won't be because He didn't tell you. You can stand there and say, Lord, I didn't know. You'd be like the fellow that was called to the wedding and the Lord looked around and said, how come you don't have on a wedding garment? And instead He was speechless. That's what the judgment's going to be. Speechless. We're not going to do anything but listen to what God has to say to us. We have no defense. I spoke to you. I called you. I dealt with you. I sent conviction on you. Do you ever run out of things to pray for? Surely not. Surely not. If you understand the gravity of eternity, if you understand the gravity of your children and your loved ones that are out of the ark of safety, surely we never run out of things to pray about. You pray for your soul, but you pray for theirs too. My burden has been for quite some time now to pray for all the saints and their grown children. Their grown children that were raised up in a saintly, godly home, and now they're out there listening to all kinds of voices and drifting farther and farther and farther away from God. They're going to hear the voice one more time. It'll be strange to them because they never listened to it here on earth. But just think about that. Never again will they hear it. Never again. The Scripture said, be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. But when He shall come to be glorified in His saints, thank the Lord, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day, because they heard the voice of God. Saints, you better keep your spiritual ears open. Better keep your heart open. Because you're not dead yet. You're still here. And as long as you're breathing, you're going to have an enemy that's going to challenge you with voices. He's going to come at you in all different directions. He's going to make His appeal to you. He's going to tell you beautiful things to try to draw you away and cause you to lose your soul. He don't care about you. He doesn't care about you. He wants to destroy your soul in hell. I believe that. I know that's true. But Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. And He is the greater power May you and I live day by day to glorify God. Live to that greater power. Submit to the will of that greater power in our lives. May the Lord help us today, folks. The day's coming that everyone's going to hear the voice. We're going to hear it again. It tells us over there in Second Corinthians? I guess I'll go ahead and read it before I sit down. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. You probably know it. We must all appear, verse 10, before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Paul said that. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Lord, help us today, folks. We probably, and I'm asking the Lord to help me especially, we need to be more sober-minded, more serious-minded, especially when we're around our loved ones that are not saved. Yeah. They need to see someone that understands the gravity of eternity, the seriousness of not knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. May God give you and I courage like David had. Even when our loved ones don't want to hear it, we have a responsibility to their souls. I don't recommend anyone preaching to their loved ones. But I do recommend you reminding them from time to time there is eternity coming. And we're all going to meet God face to face. We're all going to hear the voice. You know what it is. Come ye blessed of my Father, enter into the joys of thy rest. That's the voice I want to hear. But there'll be many that will say, will hear the voice, depart from me. Depart from me. Forever. Ye that work in me, I never knew. People hear the voice. We read it in Zechariah. I called and I cried and they wouldn't hear. And it got to the point where they cried and I wouldn't hear. Folks, it's a very serious thing when God won't hear. If we step across the line, you know the song says there's a line that is drawn by rejecting the Lord. You can step across the line in your life. In those decisions that you make so quickly without giving them serious thought and consideration, you can step across God's line. You know, I remember years ago I preached a message in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and I talked about that there's a line that I would not cross even when I was out in sin. And someone reminded me, God has drawn a line. Here it is. You better not step across that one. You better deal with the Lord honestly, with equity, with understanding to know that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I don't know what you think about this little message this morning, but I had so many different thoughts and other things. And in the middle of the night last night, God said, "This is what I want." I don't know why. But if that's what He wants, that's what I'm going to do. Lord, help us to be fearful and afraid of a just God. Not in an unhealthy way. We can have a healthy fear of God. A respect and an honor for who He is. But rest assured, we're going to meet Him, every one of us. The man there in that wedding, it says, "How come you don't have on a wedding garment?" He said he was speechless. What can I say? That's what the judgment's going to be, isn't it? Speechless. You won't stand there before God. "Well, Lord, if it hadn't been for brother or for so-and-so, I'd have been able to live this way." That ain't going to get it. Not only is it not going to get it, you're not going to say it. You've done all the talking you're going to do. You've done all the listening that you're going to listen to here. When we get there, we're going to listen to the final words. The final words. May God help you and I as saints. As we face our giants. As we listen to those voices, be careful of how long you listen to the wrong voice. If it's appealing to the flesh, don't listen to it. If it's appealing to the Spirit, listen to it. Because that's what God does, is appeal to your spirit. Lord, help us today to be ready. I want to be ready. There's a song in our book. I would like for us to sing it. I told my wife I would like for it to be sung at my funeral someday, whenever the Lord sees fit. It's number 178. It's called His Voice I Hear. It's a song of faith. It's a song of seeing a God that we cannot see with our natural eyes. But folks, we can respond to His voice in our souls, in our spirits. We can respond, and we should, and I hope we all respond to His voice. As He speaks to us, as He endeavors to work with us and draw us closer to Him, oh, I believe I'm saved. But sometimes I wonder, is it enough? When I meet that moment in eternity, and I don't have any more say, and He has it all in His hands. Lord, help us today. I have a sister that told me moments before she died, I'll be waiting for you, Larry. I'll be waiting for you. I'm going to see her again. I want to meet her and others that have gone on before me. They're waiting. They're waiting for us, saints. We're still alive. We're still in this body. And we're still fighting our battles. Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful. He's coming. The Scripture says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God. I want to know God, don't you? I want to know Him more. Poor Job, he didn't have the privilege of seeing the end of his life when it started. And he went through some dark, desperate times. A lot of questions in his mind. Lost his children. Lost all of his earthly goods. Didn't understand what was going on. And he said, I once heard of Him by the hearing of the ear. But now I see Him. Saints, whatever God is permitting you to go through, I'm convinced. You may not be convinced, but I'm convinced that it's for you to see Him. Not just hear about Him, but to see Him. To see Him high and lifted up. To see Him in all of His glory, in all of His power, in all of His authority. God wants you and I to see Him. I believe if I continue living, I'm going to face some hard things. I'm going to face probably pain and suffering like I've never had in my life. But I want to hold on to God, folks. And if I do, it's only going to be because God permitted it. He knows what it's going to take to refine you and I. It says the fining pot for silver, but the furnace for gold. It's gold that God wants out of your life. It isn't what I think about you. It isn't what you really think about me. It's how God sees us and how we present ourselves before God. Genuine, openly. We can't be running and hiding like Adam and Eve did. But let's keep it open before God. Let's live a life every day that when no one else is around and no one else is looking, I still can present myself before God in such a way that would be pleasing to Him. Lord, help us each and every one this morning. I thank You for Your time and attention to the Word of God. Pray for me.